Hallelujah. You'll suffer persecution. Your friends won't want to be your friends anymore. And that's good. That's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the minister be not blamed. He said, get yourself together. Now, he had me to read this to tell you what Paul suffered, and he didn't take offense. So Paul suffered, but he didn't take offense, and he didn't quit. Say it again. Paul suffered, and he didn't take offense, and he didn't quit. I will suffer persecution as a part of the body of Christ, and I will not take offense, and I'll not quit. Says Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noontime. Oh, everybody's not talking. Jesus when the sun goes down. You know, if you go ahead and talk to me, I'll get through when I'm done anyway. Amen. Listen to what Paul suffered. He said, but in all these things, all things are proving themselves as ministers of God in much patience, in affliction. Say affliction. Affliction. Necessities. Affliction. Distress. In stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labor, watching, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfinished. Come on now, by the word of the truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful and yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as have nothing, and yet possessing all things. Now, Paul went through all of that. He didn't quit. He didn't take offense. He stayed with God. Now, you can answer for yourself, and you don't have to answer me. Have you been through that much? Even if you have, you stay with God. You stay with God. Whatever it is, you stay with God. If you haven't connected and made sure you are sealed with the blood, then nothing and nobody will tear you away from hearing the voice of God and obeying that voice. Make a decision now. And you learn to do it in little things, and you grow up to bigger things. Yesterday I kept saying, I used to say, Lord, what should I wear? And so I thought the Lord had told me to wear these pants and this top. When I minister, I like to wear pants, a long top. Now, not a short top, a long top. And so I had it all together and he said this morning, I really would rather have you wear a dress. I'd rather have you wear that dress. I said, Lord, and he said, that's okay. I said, you learn to obey him in what? Small things. And he can trust you with what? Bigger things. And then let's get to where we are. Why we are CFC. Look at the scripture. See, that Bible's all worn. The tape is down. And I tried to go back over the numbers so that they are readable. And verse 15, you can back up. Well, 14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And I can't see young people, young women and young men raised in the church, and then they go out and fall in love with somebody out in the streets and out in the ditches, and then think they're going to change them when they get married. But maybe we didn't teach them this strong enough. So now you know. Look, tell your neighbor, say, now you know. Say, now you know. Say it again, now you know. And that unbelieving can also be in, even though they're in the church and they don't believe like you believe. By the grace of God, I read a story yesterday where the lady, she believed in God, but she didn't believe he would heal and heal anybody that could receive and all of that. But she finally changed. Took her a long time. A long time. Just make sure you're hearing the voice of God. Tell your neighbor, say, make sure you are hearing the voice of God before you act on anything. Even if it's on what you wear today. Or any day, for that matter. Amen. Amen. And so we were in Oklahoma, and as I say, things were hard the whole time. There were a few up times, but most of the time they were hard times. But in the process of that, I asked the Lord many years later, he said, you wouldn't have learned to live by faith. And we learned to live by faith, trusting God for every dime, everything. Amen. And so he took us where we were. We loved him with all of our hearts. Say, I love you, Lord, with all my heart. So, but I need more insight into you, your way and your will for my life. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has decided that you have to decide choosing who you're going to serve. It can't be any more in and out. It can't be any more up and down. It can't be any more round and round. I'm either your God or I'm not. He said, I am not a half God. Did you hear him? I'm not a half God. You are not half saved. You are not half with me. He said, I would that you were either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm and straddle the fence, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You get ready to drink some water. There are two pitchers. This is a pitcher of water, and you know this is very clean. And that pitcher over there, it's got bugs in it and whatever. But they're both water. Which one do you want? I don't have to ask. You want the clean water. God wants you to be the clean, dedicated vessel to him. He said, I just want to show myself strong on your behalf. He said, I mentioned Ahab, and Ahab was an evil man in many ways, but whenever he repented, God said, because I made a promise to his parents, his forefathers. I have made my promise. I will keep my promise. And he said, the king of Syria will not defeat them. And they did not defeat them. So they came up and said, he said, our gods will defeat you. And then after they lost, the king of Syria, they said, well, the Israelites' God are gods of the hill. And that's why they won. Said, but if we, our gods are gods of the valleys and plain, so let's fight them down there and we'll win. Guess what? They lost. Because God's God had their back. Say, God had their back.